Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, how y'all doing? This is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio, and I am so blessed to be here with you guys today. Hello, hello, how you doing? I hope you are well, and God has been good to you. Man, oh man. Anyway, so guys, here we go. It is Friday, and we're kicking back here. We're going to try to have a good time today. Let me see. It is... So 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here at Solar Records Radio in the great state of Texas. So we're going to just kind of chill and relax, and we're going to play some good music. And that song that you just heard is off of my record, and that song is called You're the Kind of Girl, featuring Kevin Spencer and Richard Randolph on lead. Rest in peace, Richard Randolph. And man, oh man, when I hear Richard sings, it just blesses my heart, and it just it really takes me there, you know. And so God rest you, bless you, Richard. You are so much fun when you are fun. When Richard was fun, Richard was fun. And then Richard could be, whoa, kind of crazy. So, you know, Richard was really just a really nice human being. And he was always trying to do the right thing. And God bless his soul, man. I tell you, I really miss him so much. And I just pray that God has got him and Richard is protected and he is with his Heavenly Father. And so, Richard, we love you, man, and we miss you. We talk about you, Linda Carrier and I do all the time. And we just want you to know, man, that you were really a good guy and you did the right things most of the time. Not all the time, because none of us do, right? So, but anyway, bless you, Richard. Rest in peace, my brother. And Kevin Spencer, he's out in L.A., just trying to do his thing. So, Kevin, we pray that God has got you and you are good as well, and things are going well for you in L.A. as your mom is over here, not that far from me, about 6 hours. No, she's about 5 hours away from me. So, but anyway, God bless you, Kevin, and you take care of yourself. All right, guys. So today, hey, we kicking off the weekend here. We're going to get the weekend going here. And I'm so blessed because of it, because, you know, it was crazy in the beginning of the week. It was so cold. Like, whoa, well, how did it get so cold? And it just did. That cold front came down from Canada and hit us. I mean, it hit us hard. We're like, what? What is going on here? So I said, you know, I was just trying to be okay. So what I want to do is I want to play another song for you. I'm going to start this block off. Hey, what's up, Sugar Rainbow? I love you, Sugar Rainbow. Hey, what's going on, everybody? I love all you guys. I love all the listeners. Thanks, Sugar Rainbow, for always being there for us. We love you, sweetheart. She's in the UK. And I'm doing a song with Sugar Rainbow, and it's going to be coming out right around January or February, somewhere in there. And so we're looking forward to that. Just had a very good time working with her on the project and stuff. So, Sugar Rainbow, we love you, and we want you to do well as well with the stuff that you're doing. So you keep up the good work, sweetheart. Keep it up. Keep it up. All right, guys. So I'm going to play this song for you from Dynasty. And we're featuring William Shelby on lead, I believe. And the late William Shelby. We love you, Will. And rest in peace, my brother. God bless you all. All right, guys, here we go on Solar Records Radio.
Give it up for love.
Putting it down here on Solar Records Radio. Man, Otis, do your thing, brother. Woo! Otis Stokes there for Lakeside, and that's Say Yes. What a beautiful, beautiful song. And, man, we're just going to try to have a good time here with you guys today here at Solar Records Radio. What was it that I was going to say? Okay, so anyway, what I'm going to play next for you, we had this situation called, I don't want to say a negative thing, but it wasn't a positive thing. And so what we were doing, we're getting rid of songs. Well, I shouldn't even say getting rid of songs. Let me just turn this down a little bit. We were finishing up an agreement. How about that? Is that okay, Dick, with you? And so we're finishing up an agreement. And so Dick Griffey needed us to just, you know, hey, hurry up these songs for Shalimar, Lakeside, The Whispers, Dynasty. I need them all so we can move on to my new label. So we had to do these. And so it was really weird because for us, we were just in the moment of being creative, right? We were just excited to be able to record all these songs, to write these and produce these songs. And so all of a sudden, it became this thing. And it shouldn't have been so much stress, but it was kind of stressful because we had to get the songs done and get them out there and so we can move on. And so we did. We worked really hard. But the thing is that RCA was smart because they just started putting them out. As we were delivering them, they were releasing them. And we were like, wow. And so that was the good thing because the songs kept the momentum going from Solar and, you know, from Second Time Around and all the stuff that we were doing. And the Beat Goes On. And you know, we had a three-year deal with RCA that Dick had with Solar. And so he was ready to move on to his other situation. And so we were like, we didn't know anything about that. I didn't know anything about that. I'm just saying, wait, can we just do this music? Can we just focus here for a second? And so it was just kind of crazy. But we ended up doing that. We ended up focusing on just getting stuff done. And there's a song right now out there right now that I can't find. It's a song, and it says, hold on, what was that song called? Lie to me, just a little. Lie to me, baby, can you do that? And that song was good, and nobody knows where that song is. And I'm like, okay, so even if we didn't go with the title of Lie to Me, still was a great song. And I mean, but there are so many songs that got lost along the way. And so kind of sad, really sad. But anyway, so making a long story short, we ended up, you know, just putting stuff out. So I'm going to play you a few of them. These songs I'm going to play next. The next vocal songs are going to be the songs that we were just kicking, putting out there, getting them done, getting it done, okay? So check it out here on Solar Records Radio. This is your boy, Wardell Fox Jr. I love you guys so much. And I'm so grateful for this opportunity to be able to share these stories with you. But they are amazing stories, actually. If you never knew the story behind the music, you're going to learn it today. All right. So here we go. This song right here is a song that we did for Shalimar. And with Shalimar, we really had a good time recording this. So here it is on Solar Records Radio.
Just lay it back. You know, everybody's got a fantasy. I got a thing, you got a thing, you know what I'm talking about? But let me tell you about my thing. I've always had this fantasy about going to the planet of Venus and visit Venus, queen of love, and swim with her in the famous river of love. So one night while I was asleep, I must have been dreaming because I heard a voice that said,
"No! I've been elected to take a trip afar to go galactic. Your destination, the Venus queen of love, your space connection. Is this really paradise I'm in? And are you really standing here next to me? And does your river flow with love? So sweet girl, will you take a swim with me? Take me, take me to the river, baby. 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 Take me to the river,
yeah. Baby, why don't you come? Why don't you come with me? Let me be your mighty macho man. Hey!
baby girl. Shake it, booty, baby. I really suck it to you, mama. I know you love me. I know you really love me, baby.
You know, by this time, she didn't quite understand my language. Coming from a different place, you know, all this slang I use. But I know she understood where I was coming from, and I know she dug it. Cause when I smiled at her, she smiled at me. And you know, being the gentleman that I am and everything, I didn't want to take advantage of the lady. I sat there, I talked to her, and I asked her, I said,
is it wrong to touch your pretty hair? And is it wrong to say that love is fair? And is it wrong for me to be a man? And is it wrong to want to touch your hand?
Take me to the river, baby.
Tell me, why don't you come with me?
Rock and roll and win the fight.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Let me be your mighty macho man.
Wow. Right when I have to sneeze. That is crazy. It's just crazy. But anyway, guys, I just wanted to say, so that's the story, right? That is part of what happened with Solar as we were going. And so we were working really hard trying to fulfill the needs of Dick Griffey at the time. And Dick Griffey, he was very, very persistent. I mean, he needed what he needed. And so we had to just redirect our attention, so to speak, and just focus on getting songs done to release it for the distribution of RCA. Once we were able to do that, then we were able to start to just focus on just writing good songs, you know, and not just rushing through stuff to get it done. And so it was a crazy, crazy kind of scene. I remember, you know, just feeling, wow, this is amazing, but uncomfortable at the same time. It's uncomfortable because we're doing stuff to just get it done and not really putting 100% of ourselves in it. But we were really blessed because we were really fortunate because God had blessed us with this ability to just give good songs. And Leon, it was very difficult for him to let good quality songs just go by the wayside. So he was always focused on, okay, we got to get this done, but I got to make sure it's right. And so when Leon's making sure it's right, that's pretty much it right there. So, you know, so we would rush through the songs and Leon get them done, make sure that they were, you know, mixed right and everything was right with the vocals and all that kind of stuff. And then he would have it mastered and everything and then released. And like I said, RCA was really smart because they dropped it. They would drop that stuff. And the records just kept growing and going and going. And so that was really good for us. At the same time, it was good for RCA. And then at the same time, it was good for the distribution company that we signed to, Dick signed to, which is Warner Brothers. And so we were able to continue our block, our sustain-ness. And so I'm gonna go now to, so this is the next set of songs that we started doing right after that. And then let me just take this, and I want you to just take a minute and listen to, like, the quality of the next songs and stuff. But we were really fortunate, we were really blessed, and we're so grateful. So here is a song coming out of the new distribution, here we go, Miss Carrie Lucas. So
show me where you're coming from, baby. And I'd like to thank all of our guests for coming on to the show today. This is an incredible opportunity for me to introduce some of the most incredible people in my life.
Baby, drive the roof, stay out of heavy traffic. Make that move.
My, my goodness gracious. Guys, we are having a great time here. We only got 43 minutes left in the show, but I wanted to just make sure I played some music and that you understood the structure of it, you know, the structure of how it all came together for us here at Solar Records Radio. I mean, not Solar Records Radio, but for Solar Records. And so much love to all you guys. I hope you're doing well. And listen, guys, we're going to just try to have a great weekend and try to be blessed and take care of each other. You know, we that's a responsibility, I believe, that we have to one another. And we can do this, right? We can definitely do this for each other. So let's be a blessing to one another. Let's have a wonderful time. Let's try to enjoy life, because life can become dark and it can become very distant, and it causes us to break down, to fall down, to do things and that we probably wouldn't normally do. And so I'm just going to pray that God blesses you with the right mindset, and so that you could do the right thing for yourself. Okay, guys? So many, many blessings to all of you guys. And let's just remember, we love each other, and we just got to do our best to be our best all the time. And so with that being said, you know, Wardell Potts Jr., I want to play some music for you all the time. Much love to Chuck Gentry. Chuck, my brother Chuck, I hope you're doing well, man. Thank you so much for your beautiful comment in regards to Dynasty song. Yeah, that song was really a hit song. Love in the Fast Lane would get you nowhere fast. That song definitely deserved to be a number one record, and it didn't get the promotion it deserved. And for whatever reason, life is what it is. So we are all blessed, and we're just grateful. But that song, Love in the Fast Lane, like Chuck Gentry said, was definitely an amazing song for Dynasty, and we love playing it as well. So, but look here, we got my brother Don Fleming on the line. What's up, Mr. Fleming? How you doing, sir?
Hey, what's happening? What's happening, man? Great show, great show. Keep it coming. I love it. It's Friday.
Yeah, so basically I did with the show I did, I kind of broke it down from the beginning up until now. And I basically showed, you know, the listeners, you know, how the music started and then where we went to after that, and then where we ended up. And then it goes on and on and on. But the last song I played was by Babyface. It's No Crime. And so, you know, but basically it just showed it from the beginning to the, you know, kind of the end. But there was a lot more stuff that was going on with the other artists as well. And so, but I just wanted to really make sure that I broke it down for the listeners so they could understand it. I'm not just playing songs just to play songs, but I wanted to have some kind of order as to what was going on with it. So that was fun. That was fun for me. How's your day been, sir?
It's good, man. You know what? Love in the Fast Lane. That's from the second Adventure album, right?
Right. And Chuck Gentry made a comment about that. He was like, I don't understand how come that wasn't a number one pop song. That song was amazing. And
you know,
so... Go ahead.
It just seems like, you know, there was so much selectivism, you know, especially in the early 80s when a lot of, quote unquote, you know, a lot of the, you know, black artists, you know, were trying to go into pop. You had the MTVs, and the MTVs weren't trying to give. Now, I don't think you guys ever had a music video for it, but nonetheless, I think the fact that, you know, a lot of the music to be on the pop charts, I don't know what the standard was, you know, and again, I'm in 1981, I'm 7 years old, so I mean, hey, what does a 7-year-old know? But you know, it's just, to me, you know, looking on it, it's like there were so many songs, there were so many Dynasty, it should be in those conversations, not just your songs. You know, I think the fact that, you know, the talent that you had, you know, the Leon Silvers, the Wardell Potts, you know, the Nidra and Linda and Tom, you know,
Kevin.
It's just, all of that. You know, going to mention all of them, but I was like, you know, I'll wait for you to do that. But no, seriously, it's just amazing to me. You know, when you think about, okay, even going back to your album, you know, Adventures in the Land of Music and whatnot, you know, Do Me Right, I've Just Begun to Love You. Now, were those officially video music singles, right? Those were music singles.
I Just Begun to Love You, and what else?
And Do Me Right, right?
Yes. Yep.
Now, think about that. And again, I don't want to feel like I'm babbling. I'm trying to get to my point. So forgive me, all listeners. But
no, it's all good. It's all good.
But no. Those were singles. Those were modest singles that should have been, you know, I mean, should have been on those pop charts. You know, I mean, you know, you had the Whispers at the time. Whispers and the Beat Goes On and Lady and. And, you know, even outside of Solar Records, you know, I think Special Lady, one of my favorites as a kid from Ray Goodman and Brown, you know, it's just to me, I guess my question is, in the nature of the business at the time, which I do not know and I'm not educated on, so help me out. But from my perspective, what makes a song, you know, what makes a song cross over? You know, and then using the people, like even when you talk about the Silvers, using someone like, I think, what's his name, Freddie Perren, someone like that, you know, to give them or give them that outlet for the Boogie Fevers and the you know, high school dance and cotton candy and all of that. Why wasn't, you know, using those people or using someone of the nature of those people, or at least someone that, you know, have those, you know, those parallel ideologues to kind of get you into a pop scene. It's frustrating because I love y'all music. I love the, you know, I love music. I love R&B music. And when people give me so many different answers to what makes an album cross over. And, you know, and when I listen to songs, and I'm listening, and I guess I'm listening through my inexperienced ear, it's like, that should have been a pop song. That should have been a pop song. That should have been a pop song. You see what I'm saying?
Well,
sorry about that. Well, go ahead.
So to answer your question, it's really the record company. It's up to the record company itself to promote that artist.
Yeah.
In that genre or not, and we didn't get promoted in that genre, so we were going up to number 8, number 9, number 5, number 3, number 2 on the R&B charts, but we didn't cross over because we didn't get promoted that way. And so, and some of the artists were demanded that, like Shalamar, I mean, their record was so pop R&B that it was going over on the pop charts before it even hit the R&B charts. Like, whoa. And so it demanded that kind of attention. Now, I'm not going to blame Dick Griffey. I'm just saying that if he didn't think to promote Dynasty in the pop division, so be it. And so, but I think that Dynasty could have been huge, extremely huge, if he would have.
I you know, when I think about artists like, you know, Midnight Star, you know, having those couple of albums in the beginning, and then they just really didn't, you know, hit their stride till, you know, the No Parking on the Dance Floor album, which they made great music way before that, you know, and it's like, you know, it's like, what made someone, or Dick Griffey or whoever was under him, you know, to say, let's promote that album. That's a great album. You know, let's give it the spin. Let's try to give it the radio spins it needs to have, and yada, yada, yada. Whatever the virtues to do that, to put it in the, you know, the, like Shalamar. I mean, it's like, who was in Shalamar's ear or the buzz was to say, oh, Shalamar, this should be on the pop chart. This is, now, granted, I think the new wave, I can say a lot of the new wave that Shalamar was doing was poppy. So I get that. you know. But, you know, when I hear, you know, the you know, something like Love in the Fast Lane, you know, I mean, it's like there's something soulful of it, but it's also there's something that can, it can go to the pop chart. You know, it's like, why? And again, like you said, this isn't a, oh, let's jump on Dick Griffey. No, this isn't about, this really isn't about him. It's somebody maybe that was in his ear that say, well, maybe Dynasty might need to be, stay maybe a studio band, you know, for all the other artists here or whatever. Because if we have them out doing, promoting what they're doing, then they won't be here, you know, being the music, being the band for the Shalimars or being the band for the Whispers or whatever. I don't know. I'm just guessing. So,
well, I just want to say, you know, back to what I said, if Dick Griffey did not think that Dynasty deserved to be promoted in the pop division, then there was not, it wasn't going to happen. And so, but like I said, Shalimar, their music, it was just when the record came out, it came on the pop charts first before it even hit the R&B charts. So he had no choice but to do that. And so and that's what happened with and so, you know, but you know, Love in the Fast Lane, that song right there, he should have known. That is something that should have been known. Like, well, I can't let this just go to waste. This is a great song. That song should have been on the pop charts, and but it just didn't get the kind of love and support that it deserved. That's the bottom line.
Yeah.
All
right. That's enough for me.
There you go. So, but anyway, what are you thinking? Are you ready to? Are you in the block? Are you in the system? Or are you on the road?
Yeah, I'm in the system. I'm in your system.
All right. So you could do your version of what you do about the solar stuff, and then we'll be all good. Or you could do whatever you want to do, actually.
Well, no. I mean, this is of course this is Friday. And what we do on Fridays is we celebrate the legacy. We talk about, you know, the stories that you, you know, the wisdom that you give to the people about, you know, certain memories. Of, I wanted to know again about the wrestling matches, man. But we can talk about that later. The wrestling matches y'all used to have in the office.
Well, those are boxing matches.
I stand corrected. Yeah. Wait a minute. Nobody wrestles? I mean, Dick Griffey, he looked like a wrestler.
No, nobody's going to wrestle. No. Big as Dick Griffey was, please. We ain't doing that. No, we were boxing. We could keep your distance as long as you want. And so, but we had our boxing gloves, and we had that room. John Woods, the owner's son of the Studio Masters that we were recording out of. John Wood brought his boxing gloves there, and we turned Studio 2 into a boxing room. And so it was just available. And so, but before they had to redesign it to what they were going to do with it, we were boxing in there. And so it was just John's way of working out. And so John and I started boxing and working. And then all of a sudden, somebody else came and they wanted to box. And then somebody else came, and next thing you know, it was a thing.
You're a gymnast, so you were athletic anyway, you know.
And I'm a drummer, so I was really like, I'm ready to go. And I was riding my bike, I was in good shape, and so. But that was another way of staying in shape, because at that point, I had my Trans Am. My white Trans Am with the blue, I mean, not the blue, with the beige interior. Oh, my God. That thing was clean. And those tires were sharp clean, and it was just a beautiful thing. And and so having my car, and so I wasn't working out as much. So that gave me a good excuse to work out. And so we were doing that, and Howard Hewitt would come, and he won a box, and everybody, we all were boxing and having a good time. And so there were some great stories. I remember Richard and And I think it was Howard Hewitt were in there boxing. And and I think Howard had hit Richard, and Richard was like, what the? you hit me.
Uh-oh.
Well, hello? You know, well, we're boxing. That's not supposed to
wow.
do.
Wow. this is to me, this is kind of like that a testament to why people listen to the shows on Friday, you know, to get like that in-depth. You know, a lot of people might, like for me, I live vicariously through your stories because I was such a fan. I was such a fan of the, not only I was just a fan of the label, I was just a fan of the stories that you tell. You know, it's like you want to know more. You know, you want to know, you don't want to know like the mess. I can care less about the quote-unquote messy stuff, but just to have fun. The having fun part, you know, I understand there were the goods and bads of a record label, of a family. You know, you guys were family. Of course, there were those downs. I'm not trying to hear the downs right now. But, you know, it's just, you know, when you hear those stories. And, again, it's a time and place for all of that, you know, when you know whatever the mood hits you. But,
yeah.
You know, when you hear these stories, when you hear these things, it was like, oh, Howard in the office today. Oh, Wardell's in the office. Oh, my God, there's the deal, you know, and or whatever. Oh, there's Jody Watley. You know, she's playing ping pong. I'm just making it up, but you get what I'm saying, you know.
Oh, yeah, we've had some wonderful, amazing times and you know, times when – I remember coming to the studio. We were working on. I was like, okay, I had to go straight to the studio every day after school, and so I would just, you know, ride my bike over there. And then one day I got there, and I'm like, well, what's going on? Who's in here? And it was Marvin Gaye was in the studio. I was like,
good grief, man! I know you got a cluster of those. But again, we got about another 26 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Thank you for giving me a block so I can hang out with you and everything. But, of course, you know, I do Solar-inspired music. I do Solar also. Of course, it is Friday, but every now and then you kind of, you know, break the mold a little bit, you know, because you don't want to feel like you're being very, you know, repetitive or anything like that. But,
right.
It's just one of those things to me when you talk about Leon Silver, when you talk about some of the greatest producers ever, you know, you hear about Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Now, after they got fired from the Times, you know, they were working on this album, and Leon, you know, gave them some guidance, and this was one of their first songs that they worked on the SOS band. I want to take you guys back 1982, what you hear in the background. This is High Hopes, of course, produced by Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. Also, Leon Silver's giving a little guidance there. You guys keep it locked right here. It is Friday as we celebrate the legacy of Solar Records on Solar Records Radio. Keep it locked right here.
I'm like, it's the heaven.
This is from Philly because of you.
And so that was good. I appreciate it. But I don't, I don't remember the song.
Yeah, man, you got to check it out, listen to it. Check out Odyssey's version also, if you guys remember Odyssey, Native New Yorker, Inside Out, just amazing catalog of music from them. And, they did that version in 1980, and Phyllis Hyman put a little Philly in it, Philly International, a year later on that one. Of course, before that, from the Visions album, and of course, you know, Throwdown Brothers, Gladys Knight, and the Pimps did their thing, Ain't No Greater Love, great song. You can definitely hear that solar influence because, if I'm not mistaken, Richard Randolph wrote that song. Go ahead, it's your world.
Oh, yeah, that song, yeah, Richard wrote that. And it was a great song. I mean, when you brought it in, dun, 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 I was like, whoa, it's moving. And so, but yeah, our brother Richard Randolph had something to do with, you know, coming up with the groove for that song. So much love. He came up with most of the groove. And so,
man,
proud
you
of you.
You can hear that influence in that out. And again, like I said, we think about Save the Overtime for Me. Of course, that was what was on the Visions album. And, you know, one of my personal favorites, your number one in my book. Just an amazing album, and you can definitely tell the solar influence. Not just to have the Throwdown Brothers throwing down on it, but you can just tell. And, of course, I started off the block, the SOS band, High Hopes, from 1982. Of course, Leon Silvers doing his thing with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. After Prince fired them, they were producing. The rumor was, I don't know, someone said it was the SOS band. Others said it was Climax. So I don't know. They were working on one of the albums, and they got snowed in, I think, in Atlanta. And,
yeah,
they were
SOS band.
And Prince ended up firing them. So, like I said, you hear folks say it was SOS band. Folks said it was Climax. That's what I'm hearing from Cheryl. You know, of course, Cheryl Cooley. Unruly Cooley from Climax. I heard her version, and you know, but hey, I get it. It's just one of those things, man. But look how they turned out, you know, and look how, you know, those albums are classic albums. Even when you think about the SOS band's album, and you think about Climax's album, if I'm not mistaken, I think Girls Will Be Girls. And you think about, you know, those albums, and again, didn't really just get the popularity it should have, but they are what you may call, like when movies, you call them cult classics. And those are definitely classic albums that you can really listen to, especially some of their early work. So, but anyway, I'm rambling. We got 6 minutes left, man. It's almost about that time for us to wrap it up.
Julianne just sent a text, says she had the album, The Native New Yorker. And she says that, good job, Don. It was the SOS band that where Prince got fired. Good job.
Okay.
Prince fired. Yeah. So, you know, Julian's doing her job, man. She's on her.
She's man. Shout out, man. She's doing her thing. She's doing her thing. But yes, I loved Odyssey because we used to, as a kid, it's just one of those things. We used to roller skate to a lot of Odyssey, especially Native New Yorker, man. But anyway, man, thank you so much, Julian. Thank you for listening, sweetheart. Shout out
to
you.
We love you, Julian.
Yes, love you, love you, love you lots.
Love you lots.
But anyway, man, take it over, man.
All right, guys. Well, here we are at Solar Records Radio. We had a great day, and we really appreciate you guys hanging in there with us. Be blessed. Have a wonderful Solar weekend, and y'all take care of yourselves. See you, Don.
Have a good one, guys. What are we? First of all, what are we closing out with?
What's that? This is another one of your. This is Glenn Jones, and we produced this. Ricky Fries and myself produced this on him. So anyway, but this is called Dance to the Dance Floor. God, you are funny, Don. All right, Don. Well, many blessings, guys. All right, Don.
Have a good one, guys. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
See you guys.
Yep. See you guys later. Take care. Thank you so much for hanging out. Bye, everybody.
All right.